Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. I'm so happy to have you again this morning by 10 a.m. And I want you to understand, as long as you are here with me today, your life will never be the same. I want to assure you that it is possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible for you to have a blessed day. But there are certain things you need to watch. As you get up this morning, what was your mindset? As you get up this morning, what do you think of yourself? As you get up this morning, what do you think the day will look like? I want you to understand that you can have a blessed day if only you can work on your mindset, believing that the day was created for you, that God created the day for you and has programmed everything that will bring joy into your life. It's just your belief system. If you believe in your heart, in your mind, that you are blessed, then you are blessed. Do you understand? Position your mind very well. Every morning as you get up, you position your mind very well. Your mind, I want to explain later about the mind. The mind has eyes. The mind has legs. The mind itself is alive. It functions like human. But the truth about the mind is that it is unlimited. The mind can travel to any distance. It doesn't need a car. It doesn't need an aeroplane. It doesn't need anything to travel with. In spiritual terms, we call it plane. It's on a plane. So it is, it's called like in that cosmic plane, when your mind begins to travel, you can't stop it. Your mind can travel to unlimited distance. So what happens? God has given you the power to control your mind and direct it to wherever you want it. So if you direct your mind in the negative side, then everything concerning your day will be negative. If you wake up with sadness, if you are not very careful, all your day will be filled with sadness. If you wake up with annoyance, all your days will be filled with annoyance. Then what am I encouraging you to do this morning is a spiritual exercise that we are going through. I want you to begin to program your mind in a positive way, in a positive angle. That's how you position your mind. If you can't have anything, why not play music that will make you feel good? Play some good music that will bring joy into your heart, or some Christian music, or any music at all that will bring good, that will make you happy, that will make you feel joy. Or why not just make this spiritual exercise in the morning? You think of that, think of something in your life that has ever make you happy. That is it. So it is very, very possible to have a blessed day. But there's something I want to show you today that will really help you. I want to understand in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. People who operate in that level of psalms, singing good songs in the morning, even when they're taking their bath, they're singing good songs, inspiring songs. Or you have your music, any type of music that will make you happy, or you watch any type of movie that makes you laugh in the morning. Listen, the very way you program yourself, that is how the whole of your day will be. So these people who operate in that level, we say they walk by faith, not by sight, believing that God has prepared everything for them. That is why even David said that he has prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Do you understand? I'm showing you something. You need to think different. Even when things are tough, you need to think different. Think very, very different. Think success. Believing that that your God is the one that has the key of the house of David, that whichever door he opens, no man can shut it. Do you understand? When God opens the door, no man can shut it. So when all your mind is positioned in a positive angle, which is God, then you begin to see that they've been blessed. You don't allow petty things to disturb you because it is God. Heaven is with you. Heaven is your satellite. Heaven is the one to correct your mistakes. That is why the Bible says we have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. Do you understand? I'm just making you to understand that there are things you can't do for yourself. There are things you can't do. It is God that will do it. So what do? You now make up your mind to keep yourself happy. Do you understand? There's no question about it. It may not look real, but when it becomes your lifestyle, you will see the goodness of God. You begin to see that they've been blessed. Even your office today, are you in your office today? You need to keep yourself happy. You need to make sure that you don't allow anything to inject into your mind so it will not disrupt your job. For you to become a good employee, you need to allow those good things to begin, to those good talks, those good things that makes you happy to begin to flow inside of you. That is how you become fruitful. Do you understand? Are you in your car today? Did you have a problem with your wife this last night? You can always call her this morning and talk with her, even right from your office, and tell her after work today, when you get back from work, you're taking her out for a dinner. You can have a date with your wife. You can have a date. Come on. It is you that will make it there right. For walk by faith, not by sight. Okay, I want to expose something to you in the Bible. We have 12 guys going to a city, and two have different, they saw the same thing. But two different, both people, the 10 people saw differently. While the two also saw differently, they spoke differently. Everything about them was just different. I just wanted to see if you can draw something out of this. We walk by faith, not by sight. What you see today will be a thing of the past. What you see today will be a thing of the past. Are you listening to your radio show today? I'm encouraging somebody to understand that you need to think different. You need to think very, very different. When you see things, think very different. Think faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Do you understand? And you begin to see your day being blessed. I want to take you to somewhere. In Numbers 13, God told Moses, he said, send spies. I want you to send 12 spies. Choose them from the 12 tribes of Israel to spy Canaan, the land I've given to you, the land that is flowing with milk and honey. Then the Bible says that Moses chose these 12 guys. I think one of them was called Shamua. Another one was Shaphat, Caleb, Igal, Hoshea, Palti, Gadiel, Gadib, Amiel, Satu, Nabib, Guel. All these people were the 12 spies God sent to the land of Canaan. Because God already said this land is flowing with milk and honey. So when Moses sent this spies, he said, look, I'm sending you to the land of Canaan. He said they should go to the land, search this land, look at how this land is. Come back and tell me whether this land, whether the people in this land are strong, whether they are weak. Let us know whether they are few or many. Let us know whether it's true that this land is filled with milk and honey. Just go. Then these guys went and spent one full month and 9 days. They went and spent 40 days in the land of Canaan, spying the land, wanting to know the fruitfulness of the land, wanting to know what is really in this land. And after they have spied the land, 10 out of 12 had their own report. Then 2 had a different report. Joshua and Caleb were the two that had another report. That was those two guys. You discover they walked by faith, but not by sight. The other 10 guys walked by sight, but they didn't walk by faith. This was what they said. So when these men explored the land, they came and they said, that they've gone into this land, and for sure they came with good fruits and said, yeah, this land is flowing with milk and honey. This land is good. This land is filled up with good things. This land is rich. Yeah, they said good thing about this land. But something really happened. After saying all these good things, they started saying, oh, that this land is filled with giants. This land is made up of Amalekites. It's made up of the Hittite, Jebusite, the Amorite, all these great men, these big people, these great soldiers, and these people are so strong that they cannot even overcome these people. You see, first of all, it's really a land flowing with milk and honey. You see how they came, trying to buy the mind of everybody. Now, what I'm making you to understand is that they weren't even talking to Moses alone. They were talking to the children of Israel. I don't know whether they had mic, maybe there was mic that time or not, but the way they were able to communicate for the children were of millions, but for them to be able to communicate and poison the mind of the children of Israel, they said, look, this land is flowing with milk and honey. This was what they see. It's true. And we see another thing there. But the people who live there are strong. And the city have walls and are very light. We even saw the descendants of Anak. They already filled themselves with fear. And now trying to put fear into the mind of others. The Amalekites live in this land, the Hittite, Jebusite, and all these people, that we are just like grasshoppers to them. They now reduce themselves because of what? They are walking by sight. They see by sight. They don't believe that the God that brought them out of the land of Egypt, the God that took them to pass through the Red Sea, the God that parted the Red Sea, the God that brought them out from the Red Sea, can also deliver them from the Canaanites. These are people who walk by sight. Are you those kind of people that walk by sight? And even though you walk by sight and you see failure in your life, you don't want to keep it to yourself. You try to poison others from moving forward. Literally, these 10 guys were trying to poison the children of Israel and others not to move forward, that they should be stagnant, they should be there. All true. That is what was the mind of these people. But let's look at the other side. The two guys, Caleb and Joshua, in verse 30, they said, Caleb told the people to be quiet and listen to Moses. Caleb told the people to be quiet and listen to Moses. Let's go now and take possession of the land. We should be more than able to conquer it. These were 12 people that went on a mission. 10 comes with different reports, while 2 has another report. They saw the same thing. They saw the same giant. They saw the same Anak. They saw the same Hittite. They saw the same Jebusite. They saw all these people the same. These two people saw it the same. But what happened? They said, let's go now. Let's move on. Let's not stop here. Let's arise and move on. Because it is possible for us to have a blessed day. I'm interpreting it on my own way. It is possible for us to have a blessed day. He said, we should be more than able to conquer it. We should be more than able to conquer these people. Do you understand? So in every way, you need to look by faith, but not by sight. If you really want to have a blessed day, even in your office, you need to look by faith. Even in your family, to make your marriage work out well, you need to look by faith. To make your family look good or be good or be blessed, you need to walk by faith, but not by sight. You need to think different and see different. For your business to grow, you need to think different. People must have failed in that same business, but it is not yours to fail because you are blessed by God. I can say, but the men who have gone with him said, the Bible says, but the men who have gone with him said, we can't attack those people. They are too strong for us. They now prophesy evil unto themselves. Will you begin to prophesy good to your life? Will you begin to prophesy, speak good into the life of your family? Will you begin to speak good into the life of your marriage? Will you begin to speak good into the life of your day? Can you just wake up in the morning, even before you brush your teeth, and say, my day will be blessed? Do you understand? Because most of the times, we place curse upon ourselves. We place curse upon our life, upon our family, with our tongue. Because life and death is in our tongue. When God created us, He has given us all the power to move on with this life. I see someone succeed. I see someone growing. I see someone being blessed. I see someone being having an open doors today. Because God is by your side. Do you understand? I see God destroy every shutter of the devil. I see God break every shutter of the devil against your life. I see God facing you with His word, run about you wherever you are today, in the name of Jesus. They say the land we explore is one that devours those who live there. They speak ills of the land, opposite of what God said. God said, in that land of Canaan, the land is flowing with milk and honey, and I will give it unto you. So what this fool saw was opposite of what God said. God is seen different. Caleb and Joshua, they are seen different. But this one, they are also seen totally different. Do you have such kind of people in your life that never see any good thing on this earth? That never sees any good thing at their workplace? That never sees any good thing in raising up a family? There are people like that. Especially when people are divorced. Especially some people when they are divorced, they never see anything good about marriage. So you don't allow those feelings to affect you. Even though you are divorced, you can be a blessing to people who are already married, making them to understand the ills of having a divorced life. Just understand that you need to live in that positive angle. Your mind needs to be positioned positively. Your mouth needs to be very careful of what it says. You need to begin to understand how the law of this life operates. Whatever you store in your heart every morning, especially when you wake up from bed, I don't care how much you spend in the night, but as you wake up from bed, all those things you store in your mind, if you don't use the blood to cleanse it, I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus to cleanse it, that is how the whole of your day will be. That is why some people live a miserable life, and they use the miserable life to transfer into they transfer it into all the aspects of their life. I am telling you, it is possible for you to have a blessed day. God has created you well. This day is your day. This year is your year. This month is a month of blessing upon your life. Begin to fix it. How do you fix it? You leave it up to God. You call God into your life. Even when it's too tough, when it seems as if it's too tough, you cannot sing that song that says, I surrender all. And who do you surrender it unto? It is God. Let's read this psalm before I close for today. In Psalm 121, this was what David did. He surrendered all unto God. He said, I will lift up my eyes. You can read with me. If you don't have your Bible, you can read with me, or you can play this program again if it's recorded. You can play it again and again and again, so that you'll be able to read the Psalms with me and store it into your life. I want you to understand, I still put it very forward for you, it is possible to have a blessed day. God is out to bless you, and today is the day. I'm going to pray for you, and you're going to see the hand of God upon your life. You shall never be disappointed. You shall never, because you are a child of God. You shall never be disappointed. Even those things that the devil has stolen from you, those demonic forces have stolen from you, the Lord will bring it back 100-fold. He will restore your possessions. He will restore you in 100-fold. The blessings of God will begin to flourish in your life, flourish in the life of your family, flourish in the life of your everything that concerns you. This month, I said this month is your month of testimony. That's what God said. I should tell you that this month is the month of your testimony. Do you understand? You will testify the goodness of God. He is with you. He stands by you. And when he does it, the devil will be put to shame. The devil will say, wow, that God is still with this you, because he loves you.
This was what the psalmist said in Psalm 121. Psalm 121, he says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That is why when Caleb and Joshua shot these people, their eyes was upon the Lord. People walk by faith. Their eyes are upon the Lord. Because they know that it is the Lord that is their helper. They know that it is the Lord that has the eagle wings to carry them through. So whatever you do, just know God is with you. Do you understand? No matter the situation, wherever you are going, God is with you. So you don't need to walk by sight. You don't need to be scared. You just know that God is your joy. He is with you. Do you understand this morning? It is possible for you to have a blessed day. And I said, you are blessed. Just read Psalm 121. Then let that be your exercise for today. You read it at any time, even you are in your office, maybe you are on break, read it. It takes 1 minute to read. If you can't read, tell someone to read for you. Wherever you are, whether you're in the bathroom, whether you want to take a shower, whatever you do, try and just the slightest time you have, read Psalm 121. I'm telling you, friend, you are listening to me today, that this month is your month of testimony. This month is your month of breakthrough. This week is your week of the blessings of God upon your life. God is out to bless you. By faith, I speak, and I know that the goodness of God will begin to flow in your life in the name of Jesus. God is going to raise you up even when the enemy shall come like a flood. The Bible says the Spirit of God will raise a standard in your life. God is uniting with you. This week is a week of covenant with God. Covenant talks about the agreement between you and God that your days will be blessed. You are protected in the hand of God. You begin to see new things. Let your eyes see new things. Let your eyes see possibilities. Begin to work on your mind, that power of imagination. Begin to work on it, make it neat. See the table like Moses, like David saw the table. He saw the table. The table God has prepared for him. He saw that oil of gladness, that anointed. Do you understand? What do you see? What do you see? Begin to see the possibility of God upon your life. Begin to see the possibility of your blessed day. Begin to see God blessing all your children. Begin to see God blessing your marriage. Begin to see God blessing everything that concerns you. Do you understand? Because this is the will of God that concerns you. He's to give you an expected end. He's to give you peace. That passes all human understanding. Do you understand? And when he does this, the devil will be put to shame. This is your day which the Lord has made. Friend, do you understand what I'm telling you today? It is possible for you to have a blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit this one that is listening to me right now in this show. I commit this one that is listening now. In the name of Jesus, I commit this one that is listening to me now. That let the day be blessed, and whatever this one put his hand to do, let it be blessed. In the name of Jesus, as this day goes by, it will be a day of testimony. This month is the month of your blessings. And when you bless, no man can curse. You even turn every become blessing. In the name of Jesus. Let it be, Lord, and so shall it be. Because when you speak, and that is how it will happen. Thank you, Lord, for answering this prayer. it is well with our soul. And everybody that listens to me all over the world, whichever place you are, my dear soul, that all over the world is listening and is getting this program today. Even as you get the recorded program, I said, your day is blessed. I prophesy the blessings and the goodness of God upon your life and upon everything that concerned you. So shall it be. This is your week. This is your month. And this is your year. Your testimony begins today. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, friends, I want you to understand, I will speak to you again tomorrow by 10 o'clock. I will speak to you again tomorrow by 10 o'clock. God has a lot of packages for you. Just come and fellowship with me. Fellowship with me. By 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, I want you to understand that your days will be blessed, and you see that God has the power to do anything we want. As long as we are walking in His standard, as long as we put all our trust and rely on Him. So now I want you to understand once more, speak to your friends, talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, talk to somebody, talk to somebody in your workplace, that you just got to listen to this show. 10 o'clock, it's just 10 a.m. We don't take a long time. Just tell somebody to tune in and let us enjoy together. So I will see you again. Have a blessed day. This message is recorded. You can always send it out as a gift to brothers, to friends, to anybody. May you be blessed. I'll see you 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Bye for now.